Good morning. You're about to get experienced with the winner, the Pennsylvania Outdoor Writers Association and the Mason-Dixon Outdoor Writers Association's award for Best Outdoors Radio Program. Experience the Outdoors, hosted by Doyle Dietz on Magic 105.5 WMGH, AM 1410 WLSH, and Sunny 1100 WGPA. Experience the Outdoors is brought to you by Shakey's Gun Shop, Orrigsburg. Now, here's your host, Doyle Dietz.
And a pleasant good morning, everyone. This is Doyle Dietz welcoming you to Experience the Outdoors. And we have a very important topic we're going to be talking about this week with Randy Ferguson. Randy's executive director of Hunters Sharing the Harvest. And it's time of year to start thinking about, well, can we, our group, donate a deer or two to Hunters Sharing the Harvest? It was another fantastic year. It was another record-breaking year. It's just amazing. As Randy and I had talked about, you know, the goal used to be with Hunters Sharing the Harvest, can we get 100,000 pounds of meat? Well, every year now they're breaking 200,000, and last year was like 261 plus. So we're going to have Randy on talking about Hunters Sharing the Harvest. Good thing to get involved with. So, you know, archery season will be starting very, very soon. I think the 5th. And if you didn't have your hunter trapper education course yet, you first time hunters age 12 and older, if you can't find one on the Pennsylvania Game Commission website, that's pgc.pa.gov, you can take it online. Bow hunters, you can still tune up Thursday night 3D at the Seltzer Gun Club from 5 p.m. until dark. That's at 532 Seltzer Road. Also Thursday night, that's Trap at the Orrigsburg Gun Club. Gun Club Road off 443 East Orrigsburg. The youth are from 5 to 6. The adults 6 to 9. Saturday and Sunday, this is a seminar, The Migration Magic, Enduring Migrant Birds on the Move at Hawk Mountain Sanctuary. This is a fee. $200 for non-members, $175 for members and students. But that's coming up. It's coming weekend. Also, speaking of Hawk Mountain, Saturday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside the Visitor Center, the annual Fall Native Plant Sale. They will be featuring nearly 100 species of native trees, vines, wildflowers, grasses, and shrubs. Obviously, this sale is open to the public. The proceeds benefit Hawk Mountain's conservation and education programs. So what's for sale? Well, I said there's native wildflowers, including asters, goldenrods, milkweeds, coneflowers, black-eyed Susans. There will be volunteers available to advise on finding the perfect plant for any yard. So if you don't say, I'd like to do it, but I don't know what my yard would take. Plants will be organized by habitat, either for sunny hot or shady wet, making it simple to identify which plants will best suit a home's landscape. If you need some help in the Visitor Center, they have an extensive inventory of gardening books, native plants and that. While you're at Hawk Mountain, it's getting to be the peak of the raptor migration season for the autumn hawk count. So maybe you want to pack a lunch and hang out on the lookouts. On Saturday, Hawk Mountain naturalists will be stationed at the South Lookout from 9:30 a.m. to noon. and they'll be presenting a Broadwing Basics program. Free weekend programs are also available throughout the day, including the always popular Raptors Up Close. Also, it's the peak time for monarch butterflies to be zipping through. So, all kinds of good things going on, and we're going to come back and get Randy Ferguson on here, Executive Director of Hunters Sharing the Harvest. So hang in there. We're going to be right back.
This is Experience the Outdoors with Doyle Dietz.
Shakey's Gun Shop, 221 East Market Street in Oryxburg, carries a great selection of new and used handguns and long guns, magazines, scopes, holsters, parts, and reloading equipment. Shakey's Gun Shop buys firearms and firearm estates. Turn your unwanted guns into cash for you. Gunsmithing and repair and special ordering also available. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Wednesday and Sunday closed. Appointments must be made for transfers. Call 570-366-0179 and visit ShakeysGunShop.com.
And we're back on Experience the Outdoors, and with me, good friend, longtime friend, although the years have a way of slipping by, slip sliding away. He's the executive director of the Hunter Sharing the Harvest for Pennsylvania, Randy Ferguson. Randy, good morning. Welcome back to Experience the Outdoors.
Good morning, Doyle. I appreciate the opportunity to come on again this year. We know we get to talk at least once a year by going on your radio show.
Well,
sometimes at a POWA conference in between.
Yeah, sometimes twice, but we never know. Yeah. Unfortunately, this year the kickoff event wasn't local. I know I've been to it down at Cabela's, and last year it was out at the Ned Smith Center, which was an adventure for me getting there, getting stuck behind line painting. it's just all part of the game. Well, Randy, it's time for deer hunters to think about hunters sharing the harvest, because the archery season starts the 5th, and in 5C, the archery season gets underway. Weekend, of course, the annual 5C doe hunt sponsored by the United Bow Hunters of Pennsylvania, that will be being held again this year. That's Thursday the 26th through Saturday the 28th, and it's based at the Kutztown Campground. And of course, the purpose of that is for bow hunters that have the opportunity to donate venison, and they have that all set up. But Randy, it was just another fantastic year for Hunters Sharing the Harvest. In fact, it was another record-setting year. Talk, if you will, a little bit about the success. And when you sit around at the board of directors meeting, do you guys sometimes say, wow, can you believe it?
Yeah. Yeah, to be honest with you, it just seems like every year we're sort of shaking our heads like, wow, you know, for decades, as you're aware, our goal has always been 100,000 pounds a year. Well, we've been breaking 100,000 pounds a year for over 10 years now, and at this point, we're up in the 250,000 pounds, and it's just absolutely astounding to us. But, you know, in some ways, it's not surprising. Pennsylvania is really a leader when it comes to whitetail hunting to begin with, and the whitetail population here. And so in a lot of ways, it stands to reason that that population of deer hunters also really steps up and supports people in their community by donating more and more deer each year. It's just, it's tremendously heartwarming for us. And it's so exciting each year to be able to say, we did it again, folks. We broke another record.
I have the facts and figures here. Don't expect Randy to rattle them off, and I wouldn't either, but I have them written down. The 261,672 pounds of venison, and that came from 6,905 deer and 6 elk that were donated statewide. That's something else a lot of hunters don't understand. You can donate other game animals. What all is accepted to be packaged in the you know, to be given out in the meet?
Well, basically here in PA, it's going to be deer and elk. We've been asked a lot of times over the years if we can accept bear, and we just haven't been able to do that because it's just a little too challenging at the food bank level for them to distribute that. It's just such a different meat than what people are accustomed to, so they're not sure how they prepare it. They're not sure what it's going to taste like. It's just more difficult out there. So usually what we'll tell people that are bear hunters that want to donate is to talk to your processor, talk to local hunger relief agencies in your community, and just see if you might not be able to directly donate to them. You know, some of them are very dialed in, especially in the heavy bear country areas where they're more familiar with that meat and how to prepare it and so forth. So there's still options for bear hunters, but deer is our primary species that we have donated, elk as well. I mean, basically an ungulate would be acceptable. So there's always that potential that you have someone that maybe even shot an animal out west or in the Midwest somewhere that gets that meat transported back to PA and maybe wants to donate that venison. They can do that as well. But yeah, it's primarily going to be white-tailed deer and elk here in PA. And it's kind of amazing each year. It seems like we have one or two more elk each year. So sometimes those are coming from folks that have been successful elk hunters. Other times it's from an elk vehicle collision where the game wardens were able to get on the scene fast enough. And we've had our volunteers up in that area that have been able to get to it quick enough that they could get that venison or that elk meat donated into the system as well. So it's always nice to see those elk, because you see six elk, you think about that, that's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 to 30 deer when it comes to volume. So we like seeing elk in the program too.
Yeah, that's for sure. And yeah, as far as bear, I mean, I enjoy bear meat, but you really can't fool around with bear meat. I'm the kind of guy, I like to have my red meat on the rare side, but bear must be thoroughly cooked for health reasons. Yeah, it's like pork. Absolutely. With the trichinosis. In fact, I've seen where they've taken the tests and shows how quickly bear meat can develop this. And once seeing is believing, and it might turn some people off, but I understand, you know. But yeah, it can go bad very quickly. And I mean, something like that, it could destroy all the goodwill that's taken decades to build up with hunters sharing the harvest.
Yeah,
I find it interesting. According to the American Heart Association, the recommended serving size of red meat is 3 ounces. I don't know anyone that only eats 3 ounces, but anyway, that's recommended serving size. Mm-hmm. So the 261,000 plus deer, that translates in the formula to 1.3 million servings. Now, I'm sure it's not quite that, but this meat is donated in the form of hamburger. Why don't you tell the folks that have never done it, I shot a deer, I think I want to donate it to this hunter sharing the harvest. I go online, I find a processor, one of the friends of the program here, Meese Meats, good friends of our program, they're involved. So you take the deer in, and they say, what are you going to do with this deer? And you say, well, I'd like to donate it to Hunters Sharing the Harvest. What happens from that point on?
Yeah, so first of all, to go back to the portions and the servings number too, part of the reason we use that number is because what we found is that's really a pretty accurate multiplier when we're looking at the soup kitchens and the food banks around the state. When it comes to serving sizes, that tends to ring pretty true with them. Like if they're in a mass feeding sort of scenario where maybe you're eating a bowl of chili or some other kind of preparation of that ground burger, it tends to fall in probably about that 3 ounce range for a serving. And so for us, it's just a good multiplier to put some real impact on what we're doing when we look at how many individual portions of that meat are being served out there throughout the state. And it really, really, it's an eye opener to see that number. Some of the states will use a quarter pound, which also makes sense, you know, and it's a lot easier to just multiply by four when you're looking at the impact of the program. For us, it's a multiplier of more like five. But yeah, it's just tremendous how much good 261,000 pounds of venison can do out there in the charitable food system. But to go back to how the process works, yeah, it's basically just the way you described it. What we recommend people do that are interested in potentially donating a deer they're going to harvest is do a little homework first. If you're hunting right there in your own home county, it's pretty easy to go on our website and take a look by county at who the processors are. And they're in your area in Schuylkill County. Of course, you mentioned Meese Meats. We've got a relatively newer processor in that area is across the valley. And then Country Kettle as well up in the Tamaqua area. So Yep. We've got a few of them there right in Schuylkill County. And what we recommend you do is find out who that processor is going to be so that you're aware of where you're going to want to take that deer when it's down. And you also want to sometimes even contact those processors just to find out, do they have a specific procedure or certain hours or anything like that? And also sometimes on opening weekend and when you get into that first Sunday and Monday, some of these guys can really get backed up with deer. So it always pays to just know what you're getting into ahead of time. Be prepared if you might have to take that deer home and pack it full of ice and so forth to keep it cooled down for the processor when you can get it to them the next day or whenever that might be. But when you get to the processor, yeah, it's really just a matter of letting them know that you want to donate that deer. They're going to have a donor receipt that we're going to ask you to fill out. And basically that's our opportunity to capture some information about you just for the purpose of really being able to reach out and thank you with a thank you letter later in the season, as well as a donor decal that we send out to each person each year, which generally go out like here in October or so. We'll send those out for the prior year because it's a good time of year to remind people about the program again. And then we capture some information about that harvest. You know, was it an archery harvest? Was it a rifle harvest? Was it harvested under any of the special tags or permits? So we want to know if it was an ag tag deer, which was the former red tag program. It's now called ag tag. Was it a DMAP deer? Did it come from a state game warden that either confiscated the deer or it was a roadkill deer that he dispatched? You know, it just, all of that data helps us really look at, okay, where do our deer come from? How some of the different trends are looking. Like for us, archery deer used to be a very, very small portion of the donated deer in Pennsylvania. Now it's basically like, it's almost like at a 60-40 rifle to archery donation scenario here in Pennsylvania. So it's super interesting for us to see how things are changing from year to year. But at that point, you just donate the deer, you fill out that donor receipt. There is no charge to the hunter whatsoever. That's our job as a nonprofit. We're raising money all year round to afford these reimbursements that we then pay to the processor for each deer that was donated. So as far as the hunter is concerned at that point, you walk away having done your good. The processor is going to grind all of that deer into burger and package it into 1 or 2 pound chub bags. And then they'll distribute that out to the local regional food bank or to their local soup kitchens, food banks, things of that nature, and helping folks right there in your community.
Yeah, it's certainly easy because you get it in these packs that are great. They hardly take up any room when you could stack them and freeze them in your freezer. One thing I want to tell the listeners, if you know you're listening to Randy and I, but you say, well, let's find out exactly what it's going on, do not Google Hunter Sharing the Harvest. All of the website and show on is sharedeer.org. Then once you're into the general thing, you can find out all kinds of things. You can find out meat processors. You can find out county coordinators. You can find out how do you become involved as far as donating money, the famous buck for the pot campaign, because, you know, a lot of people don't hunt or they weren't successful and they're into this, or maybe, you know, they're fine about people in need getting fed, but they are not hunters. You can donate financially to this. Another thing, are you a business? I know we have business owners out there. If you'd like to get involved with this, you can find out about being a sponsor and that sort of thing. If you want to get in touch with Randy directly, email randy@sharedeer.org. You can email him with questions and so on. So, I mean, it's certainly made as easy as possible for people to become involved and help this project just continue to grow by leaps and bounds.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's an important note, is that there are just so many ways you can help us. And like you said, there's a lot of people that are very supportive of what we're doing. This is a really novel mission here. It's quite honestly one of the very best things we can do as hunters and sportsmen and conservationists, to also be performing a social service on behalf of people that we don't even know, just by going out and doing what we enjoy, hunting deer, harvesting deer, and trying to make use of the antlerless tag allocations that the Game Commission has put out there for us, because that's done for a reason. They're trying to manage the herd here in Pennsylvania, and so they need that help from hunters. And to be able to then donate extra deer that maybe your family doesn't need is just a tremendous thing that a lot of people really support, whether they're active hunters themselves or not. And I can't stress enough our need for financial support, and every dollar literally counts, because, you know, as this program continues to grow, obviously our reimbursement costs grow right along with that. So our cost last season, just to process deer alone, and just that one light item in our budget, was over $500,000. So it's a tremendous price tag at the end of the year. So we really do appreciate those folks who are able to donate any amount of money. But you mentioned businesses and corporate sponsors. Boy, we really love when businesses get behind us and see that kind of shared mission, whether it's something that aligns well with their workforce or their target audience or whoever that might be, that want to align with us and say, hey, we really support this program and want to help financially, because, boy, it just makes such a difference for us and helps me get a better night's sleep when I know we've got supporters coming in and helping fund this program.
You can pay the bills. Amen.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you want to, because we didn't talk about doing this, that you'd have a list, but off the top of your head, who are some of the heavy hitters that are sponsors statewide of Hunters Sharing the Harvest?
Well, we get a lot of support from a lot of different areas. We have, for the last, probably 14 years or so, you know, the oil and gas industry has been super supportive of our mission. So we've got a lot of those big players that are part of our program. But some of our top tier sponsors include people like Console Energy, Horizontal Wireline Services. That's an oil and gas support service that's been super helpful to us over the years. Olympus Energy. The Pennsylvania Game Commission itself helps us with some financial support, as well as a lot of in-kind support, as does the Department of Agriculture. We've got the Friends of NRA, Eastern and Western chapters, that are very helpful to us, and Chesapeake Energy, Range Resources, Seneca Resources. A lot of those folks in that industry have been super supportive of us. And then there's a lot of big foundations around the state that we write grants for every year that have been super supportive of the program as well. But that's another thing you can see on our website. Just go to the sponsors page there and you can see all of those folks that are a part of our program. And maybe if you know of businesses in your area that you're familiar with, maybe you work for one of them, or you're familiar through your local sporting group or something like that, maybe reach out to them and say, hey, have you heard of this program and the good that they're doing around the state? And have you ever considered sponsoring them?
Well, and also, if you know any processors, or you are a processor, do you want to get involved? There's always room for more of those to help out. And I mean, it's fantastic. You know, Randy, I personally do not know anyone that's ever gone to bed at night without having had a meal that day. But unfortunately, yeah. And I know there's some out there probably in this listening audience, not everyone can say that. And Hunter Sharing the Harvest is just a terrific way to help supplement people. Yeah, thank goodness they can go and get canned soup and this and that, but there's nothing like having good red meat, and certainly venison is among the best you can get. But well, let's hope that we, sure. And I say we, being a county coordinator with some other good folks here in Schuylkill County, let's hope we have another great year and we can do a positive program like this again next year.
Absolutely. That's what I'm looking forward to. And you mentioned at the beginning there, the folks at United Bow Hunters of Pennsylvania and that 5C Doe Hunt, a big shout out to them, because for me, that's kind of the almost the season kickoff, if you will, on my calendar, because I know those folks are going to be going at it here in another week as soon as that opportunity opens up for archery in that area. And I'm actually planning on finally getting out to see these folks on Saturday on the last day of that hunt. I've been trying to for about 3 years now, and I think I'm finally going to be able to pull it off this year to get out there and personally shake a few hands and thank them for how helpful they have been to our program over the years.
Well, so that's the good day really to be there, because that's the day of the banquet that night. So, Randy.
Yeah, I know. I come for food, you know.
Yeah, right. I'll work for food, yes. But, hey, Randy, thank you very much. It's always great to publicize Hunter Sharing the Harvest.
Thank you so much, Doyle. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and I thank the stations and the sponsors. And all you listeners, if you didn't know about Hunter Sharing the Harvest, I hope it gets you interested. So a big thanks, Yardley, and here's Sky Dog with One Way Out to Experience the Outdoors.
You've just been made experienced with Experience the Outdoors, winner of the Pennsylvania Outdoor Writers Association and the Mason-Dixon Outdoor Writers Association's Best Outdoors Radio Program Award. Experience the Outdoors is brought to you by Shakey's Gun Shop, Orrigsburg. Whatever you're doing today, get on out there and experience the outdoors.